My good people, TD Wells here. So, man, I'm back here, back in action on the podcast. Look, I'm going to share something real quick. You know, a lot of people do this for the likes and all that great stuff. You know, and that's great. You know, that's awesome. That's amazing. I hope that those individuals get likes and that they're real about what they're saying, right? You know, because ultimately you got to be legit. You know, so I just want to share something. You know, this has been my life journey, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm really not doing this for the likes and for the publicity and all of the things that I guess come with it. I really don't even know what comes with it, with creating a podcast and creating video. And I just really don't even have the time. But for every once in a while, I always get this like push, and I always know that it's a signal from the higher being. And I don't know what everyone else believes in, if they do believe in the higher power and the higher being and God or whatever your religious or your beliefs are, whatever they may be, that's fine. Ultimately, I just want to share what is on my head and my knowledge and the things that I've experienced in my life so that potentially it can help other people in the short term or the long term or the midterm or whatever it is that we all look at it to be. So today I'm sharing a little bit about the 2023 debacle and all of the things that are deterring people from really reaching their goals in this era, because it is an era, it is a chapter, and I don't really know if the world is ending. I really don't know. I don't know any of these things. I mean, none of us really, as we know, none of us really know, right? Because they say that 92% of the things that people say are made up on the spot. I don't know that to be true or not. You know, I just know what my experiences are. And so some people can take that as, oh yeah, okay, I want to learn from that and create their own experience. So ultimately, that's what I'm here to share today, is that I can say that with my whole heart, these are all the things that I've experienced. And there've been some ups, there's been some downs, but ultimately it's been pretty consistent for the most part. And what I will say is that I could speak on this particular topic because I started as a mortgage broker. I mean, I was in a multitude of things even back then, even when people said don't do a lot of different things, right? And I think people still say that. And I think that you could specialize in a lot of different things when you're ready, when your mental is ready for those things. And obviously, you're always going to be prepared for what's to come when it's your time. And so we have to know that when it's our time, we have to take action. That's really what it's about. Having the knowledge is great, but applying that knowledge is really what is first. The first things that we need to initiate. So what I'm going to share today is really simple, but it's going to be fast and quick. I'm going to try not to be, do my best not to be long-winded, because I know some things can get boring and it becomes a kind of a circle, right? Which talk about the same things. But what I want to say is that in 2023, I don't know if it's necessarily scarcity that is being created. And I in my opinion, I believe it is. I know that back in 2008, I know a lot of people could say, oh, you know, in 2008, this is what happened to me. And really it did. A lot of negative things happened, but man, that I learned from those experiences from back then. And a lot of people didn't get a chance to see or feel what that was, because maybe they were prepared or maybe they didn't take any risk. Maybe they didn't see all the things. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, I've got a 800 credit score, I've got this or I got that. That's because they've probably never taken any risks. And there are a lot of reasons why someone has an 800 credit score versus someone that has a 600 credit score, 650 or whatever it is. I don't know how. I do know a lot about credit and how it works, but I know that in order to sustain that particular model or credit, and that's a whole nother scenario, another conversation, but in order to keep your scores in that range, 750, 800 range, you're going to have to transfer a lot of your debt to business debt. So with that being said, I want you to be able to use 2023 as a resource and an avenue to build your business credit. And you understand that we're all going to need to have some form of business credit to really pivot our personal credit, right? To keep our credit scores above the 720 mark, really, because that's when you're able to generate and do a lot of different things. But what I will share with you today is that this is the time to take action. Do not allow what the media is saying to have you in fear or create scarcity in your life, because at this point you have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to take advantage of you of what's going on in the market. Right now they're just trying to create scarcity. They're trying to keep the people that may have had opportunities before all the mayhem was created. What I mean by that is we had opportunities back in the day, like just a few years ago during COVID. Maybe you or someone else you know created a lot of wealth or opportunities or success, maybe on paper, maybe in cash. I really don't know. But if you did create those opportunities, now is the time to cash in. Now is the time to take, it doesn't matter what the interest rates are. And I could share those, I don't know if they're internal secrets, but I can share them with you. And the reason that I can share them with you, again, is because I started as a mortgage broker back in 1997, 98, when interest rates were 10 and 12% and mortgages were assumable. And I think a lot of agents think that maybe, not all, but some think that a loan is got to be assumable for you to take it over, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter what the rate is. It doesn't matter what the rates are now. Okay, it matters what the rates were in the present when the individual took over or got that mortgage in the first place. And then you could actually take that mortgage over. And there are specific strategies for you to do that, for anyone to do that, to be able to own property. But you have to be able to strategize it the correct way. And I want to be able to share how you do that. Being a mortgage lender, I was a mortgage lender for more than 7-8 years. I sold loans in the secondary market. You know, in actuality, a lot of the banks right now that are making bold statements that they're going under, they're owned by all the major banks. And you don't have to believe me. Just do your due diligence. Do your research to understand who really owns those banks and how they're functioning right now, how they're tricking you into believing that they're going under. And so ultimately, most banks are just white labeled or private labeled anyway, you know. So that's a whole nother subject. That's a whole nother topic. But I've been at this entrepreneurial thing when people were stating that it wasn't cool. When people would tell me to go get a real job, I've been doing this literally the majority of my life, 30 years, 29 years, 30 years. I've been in the car business. I've been in the mortgage industry. And those two things have catapulted me into understanding the market and how it functions and how it works. And I want to be able to share those things with people. I'm just not on here talking. I am not a talking head. I have been through the battle. I'm telling you, I've been through the wars. I've seen it firsthand. And right now is the time for anyone that understands how to take action with the right training and the right understanding can do so. And I want to be able to, I want to be the one to share how to do that. I mean, I might, who knows? I might be triggered to create a YouTube channel about this specific thing in the mortgage industry, how to create your business credit, right? A lot of people talk about how to do it, but they're not giving you all of the things that are necessary to do that. And I want to give you the plug to be able to do that very, very, very specific thing. And with that being said, I would hope that you all would listen in, tune in. If you want, you could always email me at info at wellscapitalfunding.com. You can learn more about how to build your business credit right on my website. It's member.wellscapitalfunding.com. This is not a promotion, but this is a tool for anyone to want to learn how to build their business credit. And I'm here to assist and help you do that and take it to the next level. So with that being said, I'm signing off, TD Wells. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Thank you.